The following message is copyrighted by Westminster Theological Seminary. Duplication, distribution, or other use of all or any part of this message is not permitted without prior written consent. Please direct your inquiries to communications@wts.edu. For all other information, please visit the main website at www.wts.edu.
Welcome. Sorry for our lateness. It took them a few minutes to get our espresso just right. I believe they were able to do it. This event began with an invitation to host Mr. Hitchens and Mr. Wilson on our campus, and given that my apologetics class meets on Thursday evenings, they should be here in the front. Yeah, there you go. It's the most noise you've made all semester. I thought to myself, what a great opportunity for the class, and then I thought, why not open this up to others who might be interested? So we're glad you're here. Welcome to my introduction to apologetics class. Welcome to Westminster, or if you're fans of Mr. Hitchens, welcome to the Poison Factory. This is where we poison minds. There will be information available at the booth out here for those interested in Westminster and possibility of taking classes here. Also, another announcement, the bookstore will be selling the book in the lobby for $10 immediately following the discussion here, and will also be open immediately following the debate if you want to purchase other books. We will have a book signing after our discussion is over. Just a few words of introduction before we begin. Christopher Hitchens was born in England and educated at Oxford, where he read philosophy, politics, and economics. We had a lively political discussion on the way here. Happy to report we didn't agree on anything. In 1981, he immigrated to the United States and was officially made a citizen in 2007. Mr. Hitchens is a journalist and the author of several books, including God Is Not Great, Letters to a Young Contrarian, and Why Orwell Matters. He regularly writes for the Atlantic Monthly and Slate. From 1982 to 2002, he wrote a column called The Minority Report for The Nation. He was named one of the top 100 public intellectuals by Foreign Policy and Britain's Prospect. In case you're wondering what a public intellectual is, Hitchens has this to say about that. He says, "What then are the uses of the term public intellectual? It assists us in defining someone who makes his or her living through the battle of ideas." If the age-old adage that one should steer clear of both religion and politics is true, then Christopher Hitchens is the embodiment of its counterpoint. A few years ago, Hitchens was called by George Galloway a, quote, drink-sodden ex-Trotskyist popinjay, to which Hitchens, in typical humor and wit, quickly replied, only some of which is true. He's been called, quote, an intellectual willing to show his teeth in the cause for righteousness, America's foremost rhetorical pugilist, and one of the most prolific as well as brilliant journalists of our time. In his book, God Is Not Great, Hitchens, in his typical roundabout way, that's meant to be humorous, says the following. He says, Augustine was a self-centered fantasist and an earth-centered ignoramus. He was guiltily convinced that God cared about his trivial theft from some unimportant pear trees, and quite persuaded by an analogous solipsism that the sun revolved around the earth. Later on, he also notes, quoting him here, I have probably sat up later and longer with religious friends than with any other kind. These friends often irritate me by saying that I am a, quote, seeker, unquote, which I am not. He says, I know enough about all religions to know that I would always be an infidel at all times and in all places. But my particular atheism is a Protestant atheism. When my father died and was buried in a chapel overlooking Portsmouth, I gave the address from the pulpit and selected as my text a verse from the Epistle of Saul of Tarsus. Quote, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things, unquote. Hitchens continues, I chose this because of its haunting and elusive character, which will be with me at the last hour, and for its essentially secular injunction, and because it's shown out from the wasteland of rant and complaint and nonsense and bullying which surrounds it. As I write these words and as you read them, Hitchens says, people of faith are in their different ways planning your and my destruction and the destruction of all the hard-won human attainments that I have touched upon. And then he concludes, religion poisons everything. Douglas Wilson is a senior fellow of theology at New St. Andrews. He received a bachelor's degree in classical studies and MA in philosophy, all at the University of Idaho. He has taught high school Latin, Greek, and classical literature at Logos School. At other colleges, he has taught ethics and logic. Mr. Wilson has been the pastor of Christ Church Moscow for more than 30 years. He also sits on the governing boards of Logos School Moscow and the Association of Classical and Christian Schools. Doug is the author of The Case for Classical Christian Education, Reforming Marriage, Heaven Misplaced, Letter from a Christian Citizen, which is a major national response to the recent bestseller of atheist Sam Harris. His other works on theology include Mother Kirk, Reformed is Not Enough, and To a Thousand Generations. He's also written A Serrated Edge, A Brief Defense of Biblical Satire in Trinitarian Skylarking, and several children's books. He's the editor of Credenda Agenda magazine. Doug and his wife, Nancy, have three grown children and many grandchildren, all of whom live in Moscow. It's impossible, as I soon discovered, to pick out Wilson's wittiest commentaries. They are much too numerous. We could be here all evening. So to give you a flavor, I take a portion of Wilson's recent review of a book entitled The Shack, which is sweeping the evangelical landscape today. First, Wilson's commendation. The book, he says, is filled with numerous insights into what makes people tick, and those insights are wise, shrewd, pastoral, tender, and they deal with sins at the root. Unquote. There are, however, problems, so Wilson continues, and this brings me to the way in which this book was simply terrible, blasphemous. But before going on, I have to hasten to add that it is a peculiar form of evangelical blasphemy, one that is well-intentioned and naive. He says, I remember one time I was at a conference where the group I was with was sharing the venue with another group. So one time I sat in on the chapel services of that other group, and they began singing Spring Up, O Well, which was fine with me. But since the song involved water, somebody had developed hand motions and jumpy up and down motions. So there was this room full of adult Christians jumping up and down while they were singing, splish, splashing along. But then they got to a verse where it was all about the blood of Christ instead of water, and they continued right on with the hand motions and the jumping, and the only thing missing was the rubber ducky. And then he concludes, nobody blasphemes like an evangelical can. One of the things you may note about tonight's speakers is that they have much in common with respect to their understanding of religion generally and of Christianity in particular. Both men agree that religion can pose serious problems to our understanding of truth. Both men agree that at least certain aspects of Christianity in particular can be a roadblock rather than a conduit to truth. Mr. Hitchens, of course, sees the problem as the entire set of religions. Mr. Wilson sees the truth of the Christian religion as the only way to deal with its false permutations. The reason we are here, however, is not because of what Mr. Hitchens and Mr. Wilson have in common. Rather, we are here because what Mr. Hitchens and Mr. Wilson do not have in common is so foundational and decisive that it determines and directs everything else that they claim to believe and to be. For Mr. Hitchens, God is not great. For Mr. Wilson, God is so great that even an argument against him depends on that greatness. The format of our discussion tonight will be this. We will first have a presentation from Mr. Wilson, followed by one from Mr. Hitchens. We will then have a response first from Mr. Wilson, then from Mr. Hitchens. We will then have closing statements from each, after which time we will invite questions from the audience. Now, what I'd like to do is ensure that we have a balanced array of questions. So I'll ask, if you have a question for Mr. Hitchens, you stand on this aisle at that microphone. This is the Hitchens aisle. And over here is the Wilson aisle. If you have a question for Mr. Wilson, stand over there, and we'll try to alternate back and forth as much as we're able to do that. I will moderate those questions. And those of you in my apologetics class will know that I have not much tolerance for effusive commentary. So it could be that many of you are better debaters than anyone up here, but this won't be your time to show that. So what I'd like to do is limit commentary to some extent and ask you to please address questions to the speakers. After our discussion and debate is over, both Mr. Hitchens and Mr. Wilson will be on stage to sign their books. Again, they'll be on sale out there if you'd like one. I would ask you to line up here. We'll move the table back and to come across this way and exit there so that we can do that in an orderly way and so that they can at least have some breathing room. So without further ado, we are honored to have both of our guests with us tonight, Mr. Doug Wilson, Mr. Christopher Hitchens. Please welcome them.